a South Georgia water doll. Oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song.
Why, Paul Juergens, do you have a pair of sunglasses on in the KFGO studio right now?
It's bright.
No, it's not. It's a studio. It's a radio studio. It's not bright at all.
Have you seen what it says on my keyboard? It's not this keyboard. In the news center. You've never looked. Upper left corner.
Do not touch.
Hollywood.
Is that your nickname? Is it Hollywood?
Somebody said
Hollywood
that once.
Hollywood Juergens?
Somebody said that once.
Why are you wearing those sunglasses?
These sunglasses I tried to give you. I discovered them on the back floor of my news unit about 2 weeks ago. And they say, does that say DG? I think that's like pretty fancy brand of sunglasses.
I think it is.
And I put out a Midwest Communications-wide email to see whose they might be, and no one claimed them. So
Somebody in Terre Haute tried to claim them.
I thought that maybe I'd give them to you, and you could present them to your wife or daughter.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
As a little gift. I don't think they're that scratched.
I'm shopping for DG sunglasses on the Google right now.
It could be a counterfeit. Could be.
Hmm.
I think they're pretty exclusive brand.
Dolce Gabbana.
Yeah.
Is that what they are? Dolce Gabbana sunglasses?
I think so.
I want those sunglasses.
Do you? Really? No. Michelle or Emma or Rudy.
I think Michelle can have them.
Okay. Are they spendy?
No.
Oh, they're not. Well, why do you want them? Yes.
No,
you.
Because they look good on Michelle. Yeah. That's why. My lovely wife.
You just looked it up and they're worth a buck.
Didn't.
They're worth a buck or two.
No, I didn't.
Pretty
not
heavy
worth
duty.
Anything.
They're not worth anything.
But you
want them now. I offered them to you a week ago. No, I don't want those.
I didn't know that they were DGs. That's why he didn't say that.
Well, no one's claimed them yet. So what do they say? Finders, keepers?
Losers, weepers. That is correct, Jerry. Let's do the 4 o'clock 4-pack.
I do look good in them.
We're just going to ignore the Top Gun reference because Jerky looked like the guy from Top Gun as I played Danger Zone. Nobody's going to.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Maverick?
Try to add to the show. But
Maverick.
There's another Maverick around.
Brett Maverick?
What are we
talking about here?
I have no
idea.
What
are we doing? I'm thrown off by the...
Are you into your growler already?
I'm not into my growler. You ever had a growler of Junkyard Dog
beer? I have
beer?
Not.
No, not Junkyard
I have
dog.
Not. You don't like oil?
I love oil.
Well, callers say you don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, 1% of the land is taken up by oil derricks. How can that affect wildlife populations?
How much more do you need than $5 billion a year in oil revenue?
4 o'clock, 4-pack, the top four talk show talkers of the day.
Where's that majority leader, Al Carlson?
He's right around the corner over there. We point at him and he says that line that he said that one time on Joel's show. How much more than $5 billion do we need? Let's give the rest back to Oklahoma. Harold Hamm. He's bought the whole damn state. Let him buy all of it now. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Jergy, the VA guy has resigned.
Shinseki.
Eric Shinseki, 4-star general, stepped down after publicly apologizing for systemic problems plaguing the agency's healthcare system. President Barack Obama said he accepted the retired general's resignation with considerable
regret. See, Senator Hoeven called for his resignation on KFGO last Friday.
It was last Friday, okay.
And Senator Klobuchar, I think she was the latest. I think Senator Heitkamp had been on that list.
Senator Franken did it yesterday. I don't think Senator Heitkamp was on the list.
I don't believe she was. I've lost track. We had a little tote board in the news department. But maybe she was close.
They started falling like dominoes for some reason.
And, you know, he sounds like a good fella. He just, and many of these problems were there before he got there, but I think that's kind of a reality, don't you think?
Somebody has to pay the price. When things are going badly and all of a sudden senators start to say, you better resign, then he says, I better resign. Because it was less than 2 weeks ago when the president came out and said, we got to fix this. And Shinseki's going to do it for us. And he doesn't need to resign. I love Eric Shinseki. And then like a week later, he's like, all right, see you later. I accept your resignation.
Do you think he resigned or he was probably... Maybe he was prodded a bit by the president?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Because it's...
Sure. I won't fire you, but
Eric, we want to make this problem go away because we're getting bad press out of it. So here's your choices. You can either resign now or you can resign in 5 seconds. What's your choice? Which one do you pick? Now? Okay, thanks, Eric. See you later.
That's too bad. And, you know, the good thing, the good side of this is the Fargo VA is VA Medical Center here scores pretty well.
And we know that. We've seen the documentation of that.
Yes, reports. Senator Hovind was here yesterday. We had a report this morning and last night, yes.
No, I know you had reports, but I'm just saying we know this for sure.
I saw the documents.
Okay. Number three. Pinto's moving us along.
I guess so.
Number three. Donald Sterling is going to sell the L.A. Clippers for $2 billion to Microsoft Corporation X, Microsoft Corp CEO Steve Ballmer.
I just did a check on his net worth. Steve Ballmer.
Ballmer's?
And this would only leave him with about $18 billion if he spends $2 billion on Clippers.
He's worth $20 billion?
$20
billion. Jeez. That's a lot of money. He could buy like 9 or 10 LA Clippers.
He could.
According to my math.
And then there were some reports, I think CBS, I don't know whether it was radio or television, but earlier in the day, and Steve Futterman, who was just on the hourly newscast here on KFGO, had some source saying that Donald Sterling had Alzheimer's and lacks mental capacity, and now that's in dispute.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I don't know what that matters. Why does it have something to do with the trust or the whether he can sell or whether he gets the money or what?
I don't know. I don't know. So it looks like Steve Ballmer will probably clear the credit check.
Maybe it's a house of cards. Maybe it's just money on paper, maybe.
No, I don't think so. So that and Mrs. Sterling is going to go along with it, so she's not going to hold it up, right?
No, she wants the $2 billion.
Well, for what? And whatever she gets.
What a punishment, by the way, but for Donald Sterling. Makes a bunch of idiotic, racist comments. We're going to punish you. Sell the team. Here's a check for $2 billion. Oh, okay, boy.
She won't have to go to the games
anymore. You guys showed me. Whoa. Tough punishment.
Well, they couldn't take it from him.
Oh, man. How's he going to live now without that basketball team? Number two, it appears that a cow, Jergy, is suspected of causing a natural gas spill.
Natural gas...
liquid spill.
Compensate, I believe they call it. It's
sure.
Some byproduct.
Condensate near Sully Condensate. Creek in western North Dakota.
He brushed up against a valve.
The cow. Opened her up or what?
The cow.
The cow brushed up against the valve?
That's what they think.
And
a healthy part.
Spilled all the...
Well, it wasn't that much.
20 barrels.
Well, it wasn't that much considering. But,
oh.
They did put some... it's in the Little Missouri River grasslands area. And they did put some protection around Sully Creek. But unusual for a cow to brush up against the valve. And that's what they think happened.
It, of course, is not the most...
Certainly wasn't intentional.
It wasn't the most famous cow-induced tragedy, was it?
No, we've had one. We had a bigger one some years ago.
Old Mrs. O'Leary.
Many years ago in
Chicago. Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern, if I recall, and it became some grilled steak after that because the entire city of Chicago burnt down.
So they that's what they determined. Is the cow caused a spill.
Convenient, that's all I'll say. Very convenient. Blame it on the cow. The cow has no defense.
No.
The cow cannot defend itself. It's a cow over there bumped into it. It's just so convenient.
It's logical.
Convenient.
It can happen. You don't like oil anyway. Natural gas. Do you like natural gas? What do you run? You heat with wood or what? What do you run in the Ford, Steve? Propane?
I run lots of gasoline in the Ford.
You sure do.
Yes, I do. God.
A wood burner in the box to get you home tonight with your growler.
You're kind of peppy today. What's up with you? A Friday afternoon?
Nothing. It's the heat.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
What? Where did that come from? What was that all about? Was that like a...
Talking about your growler.
Oh, stay thirsty, my friend.
Yes.
I'm not the most interesting man in the world. No. Not even close.
And you don't live vicariously through yourself.
No, I live vicariously through you. You live the life of Riley. Number one, this is good. This is good. Wisconsin, the state to Minnesota's east, you know?
Yeah.
Where our corporate headquarters are?
Yeah.
Over there in Wisconsin?
You know, we made some acquisitions this week. Did you hear that?
Yes, we being not us.
Venturing south, Midwest Communications.
Yes.
Are we going to be able to call it Midwest Communications any longer? Now that we've purchased stations in Indiana, that would qualify.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Nashville.
Nashville, Knoxville.
Yes. So
and Evansville.
Indiana. And that would qualify as Midwest.
We were already in Indiana. Yeah, we already had Terre Haute.
Yes.
If that's even considered a place.
And a friend of ours in Indianapolis today called me, mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
And said, you're never going to guess who I had breakfast with. I said, I don't know.
Larry Bird.
No, and he's a friend of Mike Pence. So I thought, well, maybe Mike Pence. He's a friend of George Tenet, the former CIA director. So I guess those two.
At least he doesn't like to drop names.
And he said, no, your boss from upstairs was in Indianapolis today.
PT?
PT, Tanzania.
Really?
Yes.
Well, PT was down closing the deal, I suppose.
I suppose. Signing, and he was in Nashville, and so he bought the JQ breakfast in Indianapolis today.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is nice.
He's everywhere.
That's nice of PT.
Yes.
Wondering where he was. He's closing the deal. Making them a deal they can't refuse down there in Knoxville and Nashville and Evansville.
And I guess there's maybe some opportunities for you there.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It doesn't mean a thing.
You're the one that wanted to be the music DJ according to the promo that's been running on KFGO.
Apparently, I was...
Wanted to be a music DJ in Nashville spinning country songs. But
I couldn't cut it.
I couldn't cut it, so now I'm just a newsman at KFGO. Number one.
I thought we were done.
I am done after today.
I think you might be.
I lost the thing. Anyway, Wisconsin has more bars than grocery stores. Like 3-1 ratio in Wisconsin of bars to grocery stores. They are the state that has by far the highest ratio of bars to grocery stores.
Someone studied that. Look at the numbers.
Flowing Data. It's a website guy that takes all these numbers and crunches them and yada, 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 puts out flow charts and this other technical terms of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? It's Wisconsin.
Drinking
is a birthright.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. Green Bay, Somerset, Hudson, and then a couple of stops on the way to Green Bay. And I can attest that there are a number of, bars.
A lot of small town bars.
Yes, there are.
Dave Kolpak, who works like 15 hours a day here for the Associated Press, his grandfather owned a bar in Wisconsin.
He did.
Small town bar.
He did.
Yep.
Cool. We call him Kolpak.
Kolpak's. I think it was Kolpak's on Main, something
was
like
it
that.
Really?
Kolpak's Corner Bar.
Really?
Yeah. I can't think of the town. Like Chippewa
Maybe that's where
Falls.
He went today. Doesn't work very hard.
What? Jeez. Why are you taking cracks at Kolpak?
I don't know. He's not listening.
Hardest working man in showbiz. Yeah.
So you're going to get your growler.
Yep.
And your wood-burning pickup on the way home. So is this just a jug? And then what do you do with it later? You, like, the blow on the thing?
You play a banjo. It's just like
you
Wisconsin.
You sit on the porch?
You sit there and you strum the washboard off the back porch.
You'll sit on the porch with your empty growler.
With Ellie Mae and the dog, and you sip on your growler.
Okay. So can you get it filled up, or what do you do later with it? How big is the growler?
Yeah, you bring it back.
How many ounces are in the growler?
How many ounces in a growler, Pinto? He's not listening to us. He's watching TV. What are you watching? John Boehner?
Well, no, I was watching that spelling bee kid.
Well, they
John
tied.
Boehner's in a spelling
bee. No. They tied.
They did?
Yes, they did. They had two champions. And I'm glad we didn't go through that. Every year with the National Spelling Bee on, you use this same thing with me and try to get me to spell the words, and I never, I'm fairly good speller, but I'm not at that level.
So. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Don't open the growler until you get on the porch.
I'm going to cozy up to my growler on the porch with Ellie Mae and Cletus, and we're going to have a grand old time in Oakport Township.